For today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for a West African country and its capital. The capital sits on the banks of the Niger River, and it's deemed to be one of the fastest-growing cities in Africa. The country gained independence from France in 1960. Its northern part includes a chunk of the Sahara Desert, where nomadic Tuareg tribes still roam. The capital itself is in the south. For decades, the city has played a major role in world music. Many talented musicians have gotten their start there before hitting the world stage. So where are we? The answer in a bit. Finally today, our global hit focuses on two musicians, one from France, the other from Mali. They recorded an album together in a studio on the outskirts of Bamako. That's Mali's capital and the answer to our GeoQuiz, by the way. The world's Adeline Sear met the musicians when they visited the U.S. recently.
Vincent Segal is a versatile cellist, highly trained in classical music, but he likes to play in all kinds of settings. The French cellist has performed with Chuck Brown, the P-Funk All-Stars, Cesare Evora, Elvis Costello, Sting, and he's also one half of the trip-hop duo Bumcello in Paris. He's done plenty of upbeat world music, and he's done with that for now.
I think it has something to do with, like, everybody is tired about, like, the same beats, specifically in world music, and I agree with that in a way.
So recently, he's been working on something a little bit more low-key. Segal partnered with Balaké Sissoko, a master kora player from Mali. The kora is a West African harp. Together, they recorded an album aptly named Chamber Music. It was Balaké Sissoko who approached Vincent Segal after one of Segal's concerts with the idea of working on a very organic kind of music, just two instruments playing acoustically, the kora and the cello, creating a kind of contemplative conversation. Segal says he loved the idea immediately.
The idea of playing acoustic with Balaké, for me, it was like beautiful because always I liked music from Mali. I already played with different, you know, like singer, but it was more like entertainment music, like the style of African music with drums, electric guitar, and different like synthesizer. But I love this idea of just playing with the cello and the kora together.
The musicians played together informally for years before deciding to record an album. They did it at a studio outside Bamako. And to ensure that the streets around them and their minds would be completely at peace, they recorded late at night. And they invited musician friends to join them on some of the tunes.
And what I love too, and when we are playing in the courtyard in Bamako, by nighttime we don't have to play, you know, loud. We play really quiet and you hear nothing from the street. And all the friends are coming around and they bring instruments who are really soft instruments.
Like Vincent Segal, Balaké Sissoko learned to play his instrument at a very young age. That's because he comes from a long line of musicians and storytellers.
Je viens d'une famille griot, on est musicien, et donc c'est une transmission du père en fils.
I come from a family of griot. We're musicians, so we pass on our knowledge from father to son, and we exclusively play the kora. But you don't have to learn it if you don't want to. It has to be something you do out of love for the instrument.
Sissoko says the contemplative tone of this album might surprise many listeners.
Il y a beaucoup de gens aussi qui disent oui, la musique africaine, donc là c'est juste les percus, des trucs vraiment que ça bouge.
Many people think that African music is just percussive and danceable beats. I've played that kind of music a lot myself. But now I'm glad we can play melodies that reconnect with their ancient roots, just like those our fathers and grandfathers played.
But Sisoko, who composed most of the tunes on the album, likes to mix it up. He might use an ancient melody from Mali, for example, and then add something completely different to it. For his tune called Udesti, Sisoko turned to music from Crete for inspiration. Segal says he and Sisoko have great chemistry, in part because they lead very similar lives. They're the same age, they each have two children, they play ancient stringed instruments, and they both have had an ear for music beyond their borders. And they also agree that for the sake of their dreamscape chamber music, they should limit their performances to quiet venues and avoid big music festivals.
Because it's going to be too noisy. It's going to be like music everywhere and a lot of dB. So we prefer to play in festival where you can play soft.
Vincent Segal and Balaki Sisoko will tour the U.S. again this fall. For the world, this is Adeline Sear.
Chamber music from Mali and France. We're online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Join us again tomorrow.